You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to pull back the curtain and go behind a book.
I won. Yeah, I won. All the years I've waited for this, years I've been coming here for you. I never won once, and now I won.
The line is set with Jason Scott.
There we go. He is the vice president of trading for BetMGM, in charge of setting the lines and the prices at the book. Jason, good morning to you. And my first question is, are you expecting these lines to move at all? Because we've been set for a few days now.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, Jax. We've sort of, it feels like things are solidified. I think the only thing that'll create substantial movement is exactly what happened prior to the Chiefs-Bengals game. If we have a practice session on Wednesday where Mahomes is running around and doing cartwheels and looking fit and healthy, and I think if that happens, we might see some money for the Chiefs. But otherwise, I think we're pretty locked in, and this minus 1.5 feels like that's where we're going to start.
Jason, is that what we saw early on with the line shifting? Because a lot of places it opened with the Chiefs as the favorite and then flipped to the Eagles, obviously, which is where it sits now. Is that all because of the Mahomes injury and not knowing quite how well he's going to look?
Yeah, I think so, Chelsea. I think it's a combination of Mahomes' injuries and the wide receiver injuries. We know Hardman looks like he's going to be out. We're less sure about Tony and Juju. It feels like those two will probably play. So I think the money came initially because you had a bit of a query about the four of them, but obviously most importantly, Mahomes. Logic tells you that he had to have done some further damage to it a fortnight ago, playing with that injury. I assume it was he'd had a jab or something, so he didn't feel the pain. Interestingly, we haven't seen very little of him in the last 7 days, so I'm sure that'll change this week.
We're talking with Jason Scott, the vice president of trading for BetMGM, in charge of setting the lines and the prices at the book. Jason, I'm just curious what I love to ask about process, and I know quite a bit about your process because you've been a guest on the show for so long, but for the Super Bowl week in particular, is this just twice as much work because you've got so many bets on the board? Is it constant movement? Like, what is your week like compared to most weeks that you experience during the year?
Yeah, look, there's good and there's bad, Jack. So the positive is that I've only got one game of football, so I've got a heap of I've got four or five guys that are purely working on the props because I've been betting on football all week, all year, and so we've got enough resources. The positive also is that both these teams have played 19 games. It's a lot easier for us to build prop markets when we've got that sort of data rather than weeks 1, 2, or 3. When we're still trying to work out, you know, new coaches, free agents coming in, teams redesigning their patterns and working out there. So we do have that. The problem is we just have so many. And it's kind of like painting a mansion. By the time you're regularly checking on prices, you get to the end of them, it's time to start again. But the sort of novelty ones, they're fun. And most of them are derivatives of others. So we're certainly better. This is my fourth Super Bowl. We're certainly much better than we were 4 years ago. And frankly, a lot of these props are just vanity by the books. 99% of the money land on about 30 props, and the other 780 or 850, depending on how many you build. They're kind of just there, would be the best way I could put it. Mm-hmm.
Jason, we just talked in an earlier segment about, you know, the public's perception of the Super Bowl, and the public wants to see a high-scoring Super Bowl. They want to see points. They want to see touchdowns, everything like that. Do you find that lines get maybe a little inflated around big games like this, just knowing that that's what the public wants to see? Maybe it's not necessarily the right side, but does the public money tick numbers up even higher in big games like this?
To be truthful, Chelsea, that's every game of football. Those runs early we had in prime time where we're getting scores like 9, 6 and 12, 10, they're fantastic for the books, because we see a lot of money in anytime touchdown scorers. Most of the player props people want to bet over yards, certainly for the high profile players. You're right, and in the Super Bowl, that's expanded even further. So we prefer to see a Rams-Patriots Super Bowl more than the Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl. Scores over the last sort of 5 or 6 years, the less points, the better for us.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're talking with Jason Scott, the Vice President of Trading for BetMGM. He joins us each and every Monday here on the show. So, Jason, I thought it was fascinating something you said in that, you know, I think a lot of us assume that Patrick Mahomes' ankle will be better after a couple weeks of rest. But you made a good point in that there's no way he didn't do a little more damage to that ankle playing on it for 4 quarters against the Bengals. So when you're talking about so many props involving Patrick Mahomes, and of course he's the quarterback always moves the number. How in the world do you account for building that into your numbers when there's so much of an unknown there?
Yeah, that's the tricky bit and the confusing bit. We were very lucky in the conference championship that he came out and then he actually threw for 320 yards. I think his number was about 270, where it's usually in the 300s. And we won on that because for the first time in my memory, we held more money on the unders than we did the overs. So there's skeptics on both sides, and I think people are trying to find an angle. And when there's such a huge known unknown, it's just as difficult for our customers as it is for us. So, but frankly, to be honest, Jax, we put the money up and we're just hoping on those sort of markets with an injury like this.
So not quite knowing what Patrick Mahomes is going to be like and taking that into account when you guys make these lines. How much do you take into account previous Super Bowl experience? Because Mahomes and Andy Reid and some of the players on the Chiefs have far more experience in games like this than the Eagles do. So how much does that play into account when you make a number?
Yeah, I think that experience has to. I mean, you've also got the argument, and there's arguments both sides, that perhaps the Eagles have had a soft schedule. So we take that all into account. Like, if Mahomes was fit and the wide receivers were fit, there's no doubt in my mind the Chiefs would be favourite. I think they'd be probably 2.5 point favourites. That experience would be a huge factor in that.
Jason, before we let you go, do you have a best bet for us tonight?
Yeah, I've got an interesting one here because this is one I've questioned my team on because it just doesn't look right to me. It smells wrong, so maybe I'm on the wrong part. It might be one of these ones that's so square that I'm wrong, but Kenneth Gainwell's been getting a lot of rushes on the back of Jalen Hurts' injury. He had 14 for 48 the conference championship, 12 for 112 in the game before that. Yet his rushing total is 16.5 yards. So a lot of people think he's not going to get the ball. I think he's going to get 6 or 7 rushes. Should go over 16.5. I'm fairly confident on this one.
We like hearing that. That's a great bet to make. So we appreciate you being with us. He is the Vice President of Trading for BetMGM. It is Jason Scott. Thank you, Jason.